This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. AFP is reporting that the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal from the country. That withdrawal is scheduled to be complete by the end of August. A Kunduz resident named Abdul Aziz told AFP that the Taliban have reached the main square of Kunduz. He said aircraft are bombing them. Another resident described the situation as chaos. A lawmaker from the city also told AFP the insurgents were in the city center. He said street-to-street fighting is ongoing. Of the three provincial capitals that have fallen since Friday, Kunduz is by far the most significant. It has been a perennial target for the Taliban, who briefly overran the city in 2015 and again in 2016, but never managed to hold it for long. Sue Bird capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record fifth gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime U.S. teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with five gold medals. They are the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan on Sunday at the Tokyo Games. The United States has now won the last seven gold medals for women's basketball, matching the country's men's program for the most ever in a row. And you can keep up with all of our Olympics coverage and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. This is VOA News.